So,
did you record a new intro?
No, I didn't. Ready, down,
put. You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time from the Lower Road Radio Studios with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday Lower Road Radio.
Yes.
Lower Road Radio is 1 year old today.
We are still changing our diapers.
Yep. We are.
Occasionally we still poop ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We might for the next 2 or 3 years.
We still have just a little bit of that soft part on our head, you know. So don't drop us.
Little cradle cap?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
There's a little stuff that grows on the head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, it's like a fungus.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not a fan of that.
No.
So, yeah, it's episode 53, which means we've made it a year, despite all the naysayers, all the doubters out there that said we'd never amount to anything.
Like our wives.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and our kids.
And most of the rest of the family and friends.
Uh-huh. But we did it. You know,
yeah.
We put out 52 of these, for better or for worse.
We'll show them.
And so now this is a new year.
New year.
And a new format to the show with a new year.
Exciting.
We're going to release 2 episodes every week. One episode will be a wrap-up in the week of sports. That's the one you're listening to now.
And a preview of stuff to come.
Sure. And then the other one will be special. It'll be a draft. It'll be a
Mount Rushmore.
Maybe it'll be taking questions.
Yeah, Q&A.
Q&A.
Time for the show of Q&A.
Q&A. So
the Netflix suggestion of the week will live on that second episode.
Yeah, that's where that will live. So that's what it's going to be. We don't know exactly the days that it's always going to release, but it'll...
Twice a week.
For better or for worse, twice a week.
We were very consistent with once a week for the first year.
Yeah.
Now that we're in year 2, we're going to go 2 a week.
Right.
Maybe by year 3, we'll do 3 a week.
Maybe by year 3, we'll do 5 a week.
I would love to do 5 a week.
Nothing would make me happier. Well, that's not true. Some things would make me happier, but...
Like world peace.
Yeah.
Like solving world hunger.
Sure.
Things like that.
Those are 2 of the things.
Yeah.
But it's up there. It is top 10.
World peace, solving world hunger.
And 5 times a week.
5 podcast. Times a week on the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's where it falls.
Yeah.
So, so that's it. Are you excited?
Yeah, I didn't bring the birthday cake.
I noticed.
Yeah, well, we anticipated, I was going to think we were recording the show at night. Turns out we're recording it like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Cake? Well, you could get donuts.
Cake and coffee and donuts. Well, I didn't think about it. Honestly, I forgot.
That's okay. I don't need donuts.
I did bring my Coke, though.
I've been doing a good job. My diet has been better than I got. I got home late last night, really late. It was like 11 o'clock, and I went to the kitchen, my wife was in the living room, and she's like, I got ice cream. I'm like, So I got... Then, I had, an 11:30 bowl of ice cream last night.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
So on my way home last night, my daughter had a basketball game. And she played quite a bit, actually. She didn't score, but, I still love her. And
so big of you.
I know. So we're driving home, and we're passing McDonald's. I'm like, are you hungry? And she's like, yeah. And I had a McDonald's gift card that someone had given us a couple weeks ago. So I pulled in, and this is the first time I've seen this. They have something called a Grand Mac. Have you seen that?
It's an Ohio-only thing.
Okay.
A while ago, I didn't know they had it, and I never tried it.
Yeah.
It was a big deal because it was like they were testing it out in Ohio to see if it did well, and then they were going to do it in the rest of the nation.
Right.
So maybe it is in the rest of the nation now.
Well, I had one last night.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time I've seen it.
It's a big Big Mac.
Yeah, it's like quarter pounder patties.
Uh-huh.
Like the quarter pounder with cheese.
Sure.
It's like those patties.
On a
Big Mac, but it's a bigger bun.
Right.
Bigger everything. More sauce.
What's it called again?
Mac sauce.
I know it's Mac, not the sauce. What's the Big Mac? It's the Grand?
Grand Mac.
Okay, Grand Mac.
I think they should call it the Big Daddy Mac. Instead of Big Mac, the Big Daddy Mac.
Sure.
And then they should have a Baby Mac.
Big like Mac,
a
little Big Mac Daddy.
This is the Big Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, a Big Mac Baby.
So, what do you grade it?
I like it better than the Big Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
I mean, it was $4.50 for the sandwich, which is outrageous.
It's a lot of money for a McDonald's sandwich.
Yeah. Normally, I just do the 2 for $2 McDoubles.
As you should.
Yeah.
We've been taking the girls to McDonald's. I try to stay away from McDonald's as a rule, but
lots of grease.
Yes, but they've got like milkshakes, and you can get cookies, and you know what I mean. It's a good place to take the kids out for a special treat. You know,
it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. So we got each of the kids a $25 gift card to McDonald's for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then whenever they want, like in the morning before school, if they get ready in time, we'll take them and sit with them in McDonald's. Right. You know. So I've been going to McDonald's a little bit more often than I should.
Have you seen the McDonald's app on the phone?
No.
Download it. You get like free stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and every week there's new deals.
Is this show sponsored by McDonald's?
I was just thinking that. It's not. We're not getting paid by this. But no, seriously, the app, like it says, like free breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
And like you pull it up and it's a coupon on your phone.
Yeah.
And they scan your phone.
Yeah.
Like a barcode scanner. I'm a
big fan of the McGriddle. Have you had the McGriddle?
No.
It's basically two pancakes with a sausage in the middle. But the pancakes have like little maple syrup pockets.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, not good for you at all.
As far as breakfast sandwiches go, I prefer the sausage, egg, and cheese croissant.
The croissant.
Yes.
Well, they don't have a croissant at McDonald's.
No, not there. Yeah. That's a Burger King or Sonic thing.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad that we've covered all of this. It's very important.
McDonald's, if you want to send us a check, feel free.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm happy to be sponsored. I'll advertise for McDonald's all day. There's a new McDonald's movie coming out. Have you seen the preview for it?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's about Ray Kroc.
The founder. That's what it's called.
Yeah, except, like, there's some drama. Obviously, that's why they're making a movie about it, you know.
He dresses up as Ronald McDonald. He runs around and scares little kids. Like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a different movie.
All right, so let's get into it. First of all, ESPN Streak for the Cash.
Yes.
You sit. So here's the deal, guys. All right. All right. Okay, guys. Listen, guys.
Guys and gals.
I got depressed and dejected about ESPN Streak for the Cash. I took some time off, but I'm going to get back into it.
Yes.
We didn't even mention it, I don't think, on the last two episodes. But lo and behold, Adam, the male nurse,
he just picked up another win.
Has surged ahead at a record-setting pace. Is sitting at
12.
12 wins!
Yesterday, I sent you a text.
Yeah.
Because I pulled it up and he had 11. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That seems impossible.
Yeah.
I didn't think a human being, I thought all of that other stuff was fake. That it was just, you know.
Well, maybe Adam figured out, maybe he figured out how to hack it or something.
Yeah, I'd be curious if what he's picking, you know.
Well, I can click it and look, can I?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess you can. So, 12, that's probably twice as many as I've ever gotten. So, okay, Adam, so we're rooting for
you. He had Golden State last night.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he had Wisconsin Badgers, Baylor Bears, a lot of college basketball, Butler Bulldogs, St. John.
Sure.
An NFL pick. Ooh, two NHL picks. Pick the Washington Capitals to win. Pick the Patriots.
This is fascinating radio.
Yeah, so a lot of college, it seems like mostly college basketball.
So in other words, we're proud of you, Adam. You're doing a great job, but we're coming for you. I'm going to start
the
again.
The month's not over.
It ain't over.
No.
Fat lady's not singing. So if you want to do Lower Road Radio with us, what you need to do is, or Streak for the Cash with Lower Road Radio, join for Streak for the Cash and then search in groups, Lower Road Radio, and join our group. And you get to be a part of the group with Adam the Male Nurse and Johnny Meadows and Ice Ice B and Jason and
Shoeless
I.
Shoeless Joe. Husky Luke.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. All right. So so that's that. Join ESPN Streak for the Cash. Join the Lower Road Radio group and play along with us and send us messages, so on and so forth. The other thing, with new show, new year, there's a new segment happening, Jason.
Yes.
We're going to call it the Meadows Minute.
As in John Meadows?
As in Johnny Meadows, friend of the show. John is going to send us, and let me just say right off the bat, anybody that wants to call into the show, 805-991-7623, 805-991-ROAD,
right.
We'll put your calls on the show. You know, and we were happy to do it if they're entertaining.
Leave a message.
Leave a message.
Yeah.
So here's the first Meadows Minute, and I have a recording on my phone. I'm just going to put the phone up to the microphone, and we're going to see how this works, okay?
Well, Dan and Jason, I'm in the beautiful city of West Lafayette, Indiana. It's home to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That is, if you're only referring to quarterbacks that have played for the New Orleans Saints, Mr. Drew Brees hails from West Lafayette, along with Purdue University. Raw State Stadium, which is where the Boilermakers call home, was opened in 1924, and it's currently ranked as the second largest college football stadium in the state of Indiana, second only to Notre Dame Stadium. However, it's ranked fourth on the list of largest sports venues in the Hoosier State. What are the two larger sports venues in Indiana?
So there it is, the Meadows Minute. And then he's got a second recording that he sent me that's got the answer.
Okay, well, first of all, it does make a lot of sense because he says it's the fourth biggest. What are the two bigger ones?
Yeah.
So there should be three
bigger
ones.
He just said that Notre Dame's bigger.
Oh, the two other,
yeah.
Other than Notre Dame. I gotcha.
Right.
Let's see here. Bigger, like, stadiums, arenas, the whole thing.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
so
obviously,
the Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil has to be.
Yeah, that's where
has
they,
to be among
they
them.
Play all the Big Ten championships there.
Right.
The Colts play there.
So then we're talking about Indiana, in the state of Indiana. You've got Purdue. You've got Indiana University. You've got, Notre Dame, he mentioned.
Is there something near Chicago? Like
see, that's what I was wondering. It's like Gary, Indiana, that kind of area. That's what I was wondering.
I don't know if there is. I mean, it's right there by Chicago.
Well, and then there's in Indianapolis. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis. There's a dome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the old where the Colts used to play.
Right.
Yeah.
So that dome is still there. So I'm going to say it's those two things. Lucas Oil Field and, what is it, the Superdome?
Superdome isn't that New Orleans?
I don't know. It's one of the domes, and it's big. It's got to be those two, right?
Yeah. Is it being used for anything right now?
Well, I remember they had like the...
Wait, where did the Pacers play?
Yeah, the
Pacers. Is that Lucas Oil?
No. No, that's
no, not, that's a huge.
That, yeah, that's a.
They got their own stadium.
Something Fieldhouse. I forget the name of
not Canseco Fieldhouse.
Yeah, you're close though.
It's something like that.
All right, so we're gonna say this: the Superdome or whatever it is, and Lucas Oil.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Part two.
Ross State Stadium is just barely edged out by Lucas Oil Stadium by about 800 seats. In second place, as I mentioned before, is Notre Dame Stadium. And with almost triple the capacity is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And that'll do it for this week's Meadows Minute.
Didn't even occur to me.
No, that hacks me off because we don't even talk about racing.
Well, that's why it's a tricky question.
Is he going to do this every week?
Yeah. That's going to be his format. So I told him I love it. It's great. And
okay, that's cheating. We don't even talk. That would be like... Is racing even a sport?
Yeah, well, that's not the question. The question is the stadium. And it is, I mean, it is a...
I mean, it's like a bunch of bleachers sitting around a track. Is it really a stadium?
Yeah.
And the capacity, is that also standing room only? Does it count?
You didn't
Can you sit that
if
many
If you
people?
Had thought about Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you
would have said it.
You would have said it.
I've driven past it.
All right, so there you go. Meadows Minute for the day.
Okay, so are we going to, like, count it up? One for the Meadows, two for the...
Oh, so
like one,
so John
we're
is winning.
1-0.
John is winning 1-0.
Yeah, but I don't. Let's just keep this a friendly competition here because if he wanted to, he could stump us every single week. We're not sports trivia guys.
We're not Mark the Shark.
And it's very inside the state of Ohio reference.
Yeah, but
Central
if you,
Ohio reference.
If you are, then you totally and not only, but he doesn't even do that anymore. I mean,
yeah.
Central Ohio from like 25 years ago.
Yeah. Well, when we were growing up, every Saturday morning was Mark the Shark on 99.7 The Blitz.
Right.
And we would listen to it as Dad made pancakes.
Right.
And that was pre-internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone would ask him a question, and he knew. Like, he was very... I mean, he knew his sports trivia. Like, you're not looking that up really quick.
It was... Yeah, it was impressive.
Like, now, with someone on a laptop, you could find the answers pretty quick.
Super quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. So that'll keep on happening. For what it's worth, John's winning 1-0.
Okay.
You know, he might win 100-0 because he could make the questions, like you said, so difficult.
Yeah.
What was the exact batting average of Scott Skantos in his, you know, third, you know, minor league whatever? So,
214.
Yeah. All right. Next thing that I want to talk about is they just elected the members of the Baseball Hall of Fame, or they just announced, you know, what the voting was. And into the Hall of Fame. Hold on just 1 minute. So with modern technology, the magic of it, we're back.
Yes.
Remember earlier when I mentioned that I ate a bowl of ice cream last night at 11:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that little awkward pause was.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the podcast, I was like, you know, I should... visit the restroom facility right now.
Yeah.
So I'm back. But as far as you're concerned, I never left.
Yeah.
Listening to the show. So Hall of Fame. This is who got voted in.
Yeah.
Bagwell.
Yes.
Tim Raines.
Yes.
And Pudge.
Yes.
Agree, disagree.
I'm okay with all those guys.
Yes.
You know, Bagwell being the... Here's what's going to happen. Like, Bagwell has some steroid issues...
Well,
in the sense that there's allegations.
And he just looked like he was just a little more ripped than a baseball player should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was, like, at the trending edge of the testing and all that stuff. Like, he was right before all that stuff dropped. And so, he probably juiced.
It seems like it.
And,
yeah.
And once you open up that door... there's going to be a couple guys get in that have allegations that were never tested positive.
Yeah.
And once you have the allegation guys get in, the guys that actually tested positive are going to get in.
Well,
give them an inch, they'll take a mile. You open that door just a little bit, mm-hmm. everybody else is going to flood through. That's going to open the door for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and all those guys who actually belong there.
Yeah.
But they tested positive steroids. They cheated. So, you know, how do you reconcile
that? Which extended their careers. But I think anybody who watched Roger Clemens or Barry Bonds play in the 80s before, it seems... Now, maybe they were juicing...
We don't know.
We don't know.
Because in the 80s, Canseco and Maguire were juicing.
Right, but you looked at Canseco and Maguire and, like, something's different about those guys.
Right, Bash Brothers.
You didn't have that feeling about Bonds and Clemens at the time, but later in their careers, you did, you know? So, let's just say, for argument's sake, that they weren't using... They looked around and said, everybody else is using, why shouldn't I do it, you know?
I don't fault them for using.
No, and I think whether they did or didn't use, they would have been in the Hall of Fame. Now, I think Barry Bonds' numbers and Roger, I think both of the numbers are better because they did.
Yes.
Because it extended their career, it allowed them, you know, quicker recovery
time.
Well,
here's the thing, Barry Bonds' numbers jumped off the chart in the home run category.
Right.
Which improved his on-base percentage because he got lots of walks at that point.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
When he was young, he was, like, fast and stolen bases.
He was Willie Mays.
Yeah, but he hit 30 home runs a year.
Which is good power.
Which is good, but it wasn't 80.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's a huge difference. He doubled and almost tripled his numbers.
And already the numbers were good. It's not like he was hitting 5 home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was on pace to be a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. And he was a 30-30 guy.
And then tripled his home run numbers.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Barry Bonds is the best hitter I've ever seen. I mean, you know, and maybe Griffey would have been better if he had been using the same stuff.
Well, that's the impossible thing. Griffey's swing was the sweetest swing.
He had the best swing, but I'm just telling you.
But you give Griffey the same chance and the same steroids, he doesn't get hurt as much.
Mm-hmm.
Griffey was hitting 40 and 50. Not juicing.
And that's why I say...
And if he juices, what if he hits 100?
I didn't see that. You know,
I know, because but Bonds juice.
So that's why Bonds is the best I've ever seen.
It's so hard. Because the other thing is, like, if you're just talking about pure hitter, what about, like, a Tony Gwynn who batted 400?
Right. Well,
nearly.
Yeah, almost. Maybe the strike season, he would have maybe gotten 400. Right. It's hard to tell, but yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. I mean, that hitting category, there's some swings that look better than others. Like, there was a moment in time where Barry Bonds was... It was either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk.
And usually not a strikeout.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd never hit a single double triple. It was a home run.
Yeah,
walk.
I don't remember the numbers, but they were giving. I remember listening to the numbers about like home runs per at bat, or
which you take away walks at that point.
Right. Yeah, it was ridiculous
because he got walked twice a game.
At
least his at bats were only twice a game.
Yeah.
So he averaged like one home run for every three at bats.
Right.
Which turned out to be a home run every other game, which turned out to be, you know, what was the total number? Do you have that?
Of what?
Barry Bonds. What was his record-setting season? Individual home runs?
He had 80, right?
Was it 80 on the dunk?
Yeah, it's like I almost forget about it because...
I almost don't even know if we should count it.
Yeah.
I mean, but then do you go back to Maris's number?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Maris's number has an asterisk on it. Because he did it in more games. Because when Babe Ruth hit 60...
It was like 150?
It was like 156.
Yeah.
And then when Maris hit 61, it was 162.
Yeah.
Right. So it's whatever it is. Barry Bonds in his career walked 2,558 times. Now, that's a lot. As a comparison, Jeff Bagwell, who had a good long career, you know, was a good hitter, walked 1,400 times.
Yeah.
I mean, that is nuts.
Yeah.
That is absolutely nuts. So.
No, Bagwell belongs there. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure we've talked about this before, but I'm under the impression that the Hall of Fame should be a museum.
It is a museum.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in the sense of let's recognize everything that has ever happened in baseball and describe exactly what happened. So Jeff Bagwell was, you know, one of the greatest players, yada, 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 you know, and maybe you say there was allegations of steroids, which he never tested positive for.
Sure.
But then a guy like Barry Bonds, you know, did test positive for performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
You know, Mark McGwire belongs there, tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
Go ahead and put it, you don't have to put an asterisk by it, but on his plaque, this guy tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs.
For what it's worth. You know, it's like, and it's almost like we're rewarding the good cheaters, you know?
Yeah.
Like the guys that were really good.
Who didn't get caught.
Right, you know, it's like, well, let's reward them, you know? Yeah. But the guys that, you know.
Surely there's a handful of those guys that
absolutely.
And never got caught.
But maybe did it in such a way that didn't look like they were juicing as much.
Well, I think the most obvious one would be the pitchers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're not hitting. Their numbers don't, like, triple.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, like. Who was the guy for Baltimore? Like Brady? Was it Brady Anderson?
Yeah, I know.
Like he never was anything. All of a sudden, he hit 50 home runs in a year.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
As much as I love him because he's a Reds guy,
Brett Boone.
Brett Boone was like he was just a scrappy second baseman.
Yeah.
You know, who hit for a little bit of power and had a pretty good average, but it was a great fielder.
Yeah,
great fielder.
And he was a third generation professional baseball player.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he shows up to
Seattle.
Seattle, like ripped.
Yes.
It's like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And then he's smacking home runs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. For pitchers, you know, because a big part of HGH or steroids or all of these drugs, it's not even as much about muscle building as it is about quicker recovery time.
Right.
So for a pitcher, recovery is everything.
Right.
You know, so in between your starts, if you can recover quicker and better and you can start working out, well, that's everything, you know.
Right.
And it's going to cut down on injuries and all of that stuff. So I don't know. Even some of the stuff, I mean, I don't even know. I just don't know enough about it to make an educated opinion about it. But here's my opinion is, so Trevor Hoffman missed it by like 5 votes.
Yeah.
You need 332 votes to get in. Trevor Hoffman had 327.
Okay.
So he missed it by 5 votes.
Right.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
He'll
make it on the next one.
You feel like Hoffman belongs in?
I do. He was one of the new closers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if he was the first modern day closer, but I mean, he was one of the new guys that really set the trend of having, you know, those, closing numbers, save numbers that nobody had ever really had before.
Right. I think he gets some credit because he got a lot. He had 601 saves, so he got a lot of saves in his career. But I don't know how much a save means sometimes.
Well, it's tricky because I also think that like this new era of baseball, the closer today plays a bigger role than any time in the past.
Yeah.
and you save your closer for those moments. Because it used to be you just roll the bullpen out there. Yeah. And the bullpen's the bullpen, and the bullpen finishes the game. There wasn't, like, a designated closer. And now there is a designated closer. Like, tell me, like, Chapman. Chapman's a designated closer.
Yeah.
And you do not want to go up against him
right
in the ninth inning. Because you just shut it down.
Yeah.
And now, so I think that...
I heard a good idea the other day.
Yeah.
The idea was for... And I know you said I shouldn't give credit to... other podcasts too much because you said I do that too
you
much.
You do that all the time. Every episode, you're like, this guy and this guy and this guy and this. Don't listen to their show. You can if you want, but. You
Joe Posnanski.
Oh my gosh.
Said that for every 9 starters that you put in, you should put in 1 closer.
What do you mean?
That the closer position.
Oh, in the Hall of Fame.
In the Hall of Fame.
I gotcha.
So if you put in, once you put in, I guess 8. So, you know, because there's 9 innings in a game and he's only pitching 1 inning. You know, so for every starter you put in.
It would almost be 10 if you want to count the DH with that too.
Well, I guess. But just from a pitcher standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't put in 1 closer until 9 other starters have gone in. Because the it's tough with the saved numbers. I mean, you can get a better ERA if you're only pitching 1 inning a game.
Right.
You know, all of those numbers are going to be higher or lower.
I feel
lower.
Like this. I feel like in the league, there's 2 or 3 elite closers.
Yeah.
There's 2 or 3 elite power hitters. There's 2 or 3 elite fielders.
And
those are the 2 or 3 elite players that ought to get in.
And if you can do it for a long period of time.
Right.
Right? So like Craig
Craig Krenzel?
Craig Krenzel.
No. Wrong guy.
Kimbrel.
Yeah.
Was like the best pitcher I'd ever seen.
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
But if you only do it for 2 years, it's not enough.
Right.
Trevor Hoffman did it for long enough.
Right.
I think Mariano Rivera belongs in, absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
I put him in.
First ballot.
If Chapman can do what he's doing for another, 8 years?
I don't know.
You put him in, you know?
I mean, he's on fire right now.
Right. So there's always your random closer that just all of a sudden, you know, like, well, this guy's unstoppable this year, and it lasts
right.
for a year or two. But if you can do it for as long as Hoffman did it, I'm okay. I'm okay with him being in. Vlad Guerrero missed it. Vlad should not be in.
Yeah. Well, it's a stupid baseball writers. It's like, he's not a first ballot guy.
Right. Stupid.
Yeah. Was it his first year on the ballot?
Yes, it was his first year on the ballot. Yes.
And he missed it by what?
He got 317, and he needs 332. So
yeah.
He was close.
So he'll be a lock for the next one.
All right. Next, it was Edgar Martinez was after that.
Yeah. So this is a DH category, right?
Well, he was a DH.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is I think he belongs in because, once again, he's – consistent good numbers for a long period of time.
Great numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really great numbers.
It's just somehow, I mean, to me, he's on the line. I think he belongs in, but it's like the power numbers today are better than the power numbers when he played.
Yeah.
And it's just a different game. And
I think you put the DH, to me, in the same category that you put the closer.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that you have to be extraordinary for a very long period of time.
Yes.
And Edgar Martinez was that. There's no doubt about that.
Played on great Seattle teams and Yankee teams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then the last one worth mentioning, there's other guys. We talked about Clemens and Bonds.
Isn't there a Seinfeld episode where George's dad is angry that they traded... Oh, that was Jay Buhner.
Yeah, Jay Buhner!
Traded him to Seattle.
Yeah, right. That's funny. The last one is that I want to talk about really quickly. Curt Schilling. To me, there's no reason that Curt Schilling should not be in the Hall of Fame. The Phillies, the Diamondbacks, the Red Sox, great postseason pitcher.
Yes.
And, you know, you could argue, you know, that during his prime years, which would have been the Diamondbacks and then the Red Sox, he was never the best pitcher on his team. But it's not his fault that he pitched on the same team as Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez.
Right.
You know, he was fantastic, Curt Schilling was.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
To me, when I think Curt Schilling's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah. What's the first thing you think of when you think of Curt Schilling?
The bloody sock.
Bloody sock.
Yeah.
I think part of the Hall of Fame is like those, you know, epic stories, you know, the unbelievable stuff that happens. You know, like you hear about the old days, like, you know, there's a keg of beer and the guys are rounding third base grabbing a hot dog. Like, you know, in the game. Like the guys forever ago. I like those stories and that, you know, the mythology of, you know, these old players. And Curt Schilling created his own with the bloody sock. I'm not saying that he you know, it was any funny business, but
so
he's got a bigger story than just that.
So for the sake of, and we could go through all these guys, we could talk about all these guys, but for the sake of time and for our friend of the show, Adam the Male Nurse, Adam sent me a text yesterday, pretty upset that Jorge Posada is now off the list after his Ooh. First year because his voting was not high enough to keep him on.
Yeah.
Jorge Posada, off the list. Do you think Posada's a Hall of Famer and or that he's worthy of consideration or like, yeah, he doesn't belong even on the list?
You're setting me up.
Well, I think I know what I think, but
he doesn't strike me. Now, I haven't looked at his numbers. You haven't pulled up over there. I haven't looked at his numbers. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't strike me as being one of the all-time greatest catchers. He played on a team that was one of the all-time greatest teams. Like those late 90s Yankees teams were really, really good.
And he was a good hitting catcher.
A good hitting catcher, which is on a very good team.
Which is it's an important thing. And managed a pitching staff very well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not upset if he gets in.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't offend me, mm-hmm. you know, if he's like... He's on the line.
Yeah, I think the thing is that if he had played for, you know, San Diego his entire career...
Well, that's where Vladimir Guerrero and even Tim Raines...
Are hurt
because they played in Montreal.
Right.
Which Montreal was the death of a player.
Yeah.
Like, if mm-hmm. you wanted to kill your career...
Yeah.
Get traded to Montreal.
Right.
There was 3,000 people show up to those games. Mm-hmm. They had a huge Olympic Stadium.
Yeah.
3,000 people would show up.
So many good players came from Montreal. When you go through the list...
Unbelievable.
If you start making a list of...
All-time greatest Montreal Expos players.
Yeah.
It would compete with any all-time great team.
That Expos team, you could make an argument that could beat like the all-time Yankees team.
Yes.
You know, position by position.
Well, maybe not the Yankees.
They give them a run for their money.
Yeah.
They're better than I think most people think they are.
I agree.
So good.
But they were never on TV. Mm-hmm. There's only 3,000 people at the games.
Yeah. They speak French in Montreal.
Quebec.
Oui, oui. So there you go.
If Jorge Posada was in Montreal, nobody would know who he is.
Yeah. Well, like baseball guys would know who he is.
Yeah.
You know, be like, oh, yeah, Posada was, oh, man, he was good, you know.
But once again, it's like those numbers he's protected. Mm. He's got guys around him hitting, which means you have to pitch to those other guys because you know.
Like Jason Veritek got two votes. The lowest was Tim Wakefield got one vote.
Ooh.
Which means, of course, he's off the list. Tim Wakefield was a knuckleballer. One vote. So one guy's knowing that Tim Wakefield has no chance of being in.
Yeah.
You only get, as a voter, you get 10 votes.
I put Tim Wakefield in.
But you wouldn't vote for him this year. He wouldn't be one of your top 10.
Well, that's the argument of don't vote for the first time guys because they'll get another chance.
So you go for your other guys, yes, that you like.
Yeah.
So you say... Or you say, well, Bagwell's getting in this year. He doesn't need my vote.
That's right.
So I'm going to throw it to Tim Wakefield because I like
Vlad's
him.
A first-year guy.
Right.
So, and he's going to have enough votes. I'm not going to vote for him.
Right.
I want to see Tim Wakefield in this thing.
See, I think you have a responsibility as a voter to just vote for your top 10, period.
That's not what happens.
I know, but I think it's wrong to not do that.
Yeah.
I think we should have votes. We're members of the like press. That.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking we as fans, but you're thinking we as Lower Road Radio.
Yeah, fans. Screw the fans. We're part of the press.
Hey, we watched a lot of baseball in 1992.
A lot. I had the entire Tops, collection of the 1990 season, I think. Yeah.
Well, I think a couple of the 1989, 1990, 1991.
Yeah, well,
Really good years for us.
You and I could talk about the Hall of Fame. We could do, I think,
a Hall of Fame show.
We could do a three-hour podcast on the Hall of Fame.
Easily.
But we're running out of time.
How long
are
we?
I don't know what to do. We're like almost at 35 minutes
my gosh.
Now.
Okay, let's bust it really quick. We got NFL.
Really quick. LeBron versus Draymond, flop or no flop?
Flop.
Whatever. You hate LeBron.
I hate LeBron. I love LeBron. I hate LeBron. I love LeBron. I hate LeBron. I go back and forth.
It wasn't a flop. He got hit by Draymond.
He did get hit, but he also went and threw his arms up in the air and fell down like a little baby.
When you're running at full speed and somebody hits you, it's what do you think's going to happen?
Did he act at all? Was it 100% contact, fall with no acting?
Let's move on to the NFL.
Well, did you see last night? So the big game last night was Golden State and Oklahoma City.
Right.
And Durant, you knew he was going to have a good night. I was watching the game. And the first play of the game for Golden State, it was a fast break. And Durant threw it down.
Yeah.
You know, dunked it. It was one of those power dunks. And, like, he's got that blank stare on his face. Like, the look Michael Jordan had.
Durant always has a blank stare on his face.
I know, but it was, like, intense.
Yeah.
And you're like, tonight is going to be special.
Yeah.
He put up 40 points, a season high for him.
Tonight. All right. Tonight.
Plus, Golden State destroyed Cleveland.
Yeah, but Cleveland's still working out the Korver stuff. It's just the way it is. And a team like Golden State is going to destroy anybody in a given night. When they're on and they're hitting their shots, they're unstoppable.
When every team right now, every team plays their best, Golden State is the best.
Whew, man, if Cleveland plays their best now, with that lineup of LeBron and Korver and Kyrie and Kevin Love.
You just added Kevin Durant to last year's the record-setting season.
I get it. I'm just saying.
Golden State, I'm telling you right now, this might get Jake 867-5309 back on the show. Because I'm telling you right now, Golden State, if Golden State plays their best, I don't know if anybody can beat them. Even at their best.
I'll still take Cleveland.
Okay. I'm not rooting for him. For the record, I'm not.
Nobody believes that.
I'm rooting for Cleveland.
Nobody believes that.
Second on my list is Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I'm not rooting for Golden State at all. In fact, I want them to lose.
Sure. Whatever. All right, last but not least, really quickly, NFL playoffs.
Yes. Zeke is out.
Zeke is out. Dallas is out, but they'll be back. They're young.
Zeke and Dak.
They're good and young. So we're going to see them for quite a few years.
Yes or no? Would Romo have made a difference in that game?
No. I think Dak played very well.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't think – you can't put it on that.
You could.
I think Romo is going to do very good with Denver next year.
Yeah, I hope so. I like Romo. Yeah.
I'm pro-Romo. I'm promo. I'm promo. So that's that. That was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
I was meeting a friend at Buffalo Wild Wings – to watch the Steelers game,
right,
which was after that. And I'm listening to the Dallas game on the radio.
Right.
And it was back and forth. 350-yard field goals in a row, which is nuts. I'll bet that's never happened in the last 2 minutes or whatever it was. You know? And Green Bay is lining up. They're just about to line up for that last kick. And I'm driving by the Donatos. It's a pizza place over here. And I see like four or five guys standing looking up at TV. And the guy in the middle is wearing a Dallas Ezekiel Elliott jersey.
Okay.
And they're all like staring up at the TV like wide-eyed. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is intense. And then as I walked into Buffalo Wild Wings, the kick went up and it was good. But then it was a timeout, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the Buffalo Wild Wings, it was like exploding. People were like yelling and screaming, you know.
Pro and con?
Oh, both. Yeah. And like, oh, and you know, all of that stuff. And some people got up and walked out. Like, there were some people standing by the door.
Yeah.
They
watched the whole game.
They watched the whole game. They saw that kick go through.
Right.
And then they angrily walked out. But what they didn't realize was they iced them.
Right.
And
then
the second kick went through, too. So
which looked like it was going to be wide left.
When it went up, I thought, that's going to go. But it just stayed straight.
Well, it kind of faded back a little.
Yeah.
It was kind of leaning left, and it faded back right.
I thought, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So that game was fantastic. And then after that, you know, Pittsburgh beat Kansas City in a very boring game. Pittsburgh scored 18 points or 21 points. Anyway, all of their points were from field goals.
Yeah.
They didn't score one touchdown.
Yeah.
Kansas City scored real quick on their first drive and never really did much of anything else.
Yeah.
So
we both called that, right?
I think so. I can look and see what we did. All right, here's the predictions. I picked Dallas.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. You picked Green Bay.
I was right.
You were right. I picked Seattle.
You were wrong.
You picked Atlanta.
I was right.
We both picked Pittsburgh.
We were right.
And we both picked New England.
Okay, so I'm 4-0.
Okay, sure. All right, so that's that. So now Green Bay, Atlanta, New England, Pittsburgh. Who you got?
Well, I'm sticking with my prediction from the very first season, from the very first week of the NFL season.
Green Bay, New England.
Green Bay, New England.
Right.
And that looks solid. I look like a genius right now, basically.
Okay, nobody thinks that.
No, yeah, of course I do. I pick Green Bay and New England preseason.
Anybody could, you know, those are two great teams.
Anybody could do it. Who'd you pick?
It doesn't matter.
The Panthers and the Houston Texans. When you say it now, you look like an idiot.
Yeah, doesn't make me look good.
Horrible. Doesn't. Well, and technically Houston made the playoffs. Horrible.
Not good.
Horrible.
Not good. So, then who wins it all?
Well, I pick Green Bay.
You pick Green Bay to win it all.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
And that looks good.
It does look good.
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback that's ever thrown a football. I'm just going to say that right now.
It's not true. Everybody, it's always, what happened last week? Oh, that's the greatest thing ever. They said the same thing when Dan Marino played. They say the same thing after John Elway played. They say every time a new guy steps on the court or the field or the baseball diamond and a guy does something amazing, this guy's the best ever. It happens all the time.
Read a comic book. We're out of time.
Okay.
But
the good thing is there's two episodes this week.
The good thing is, there's one more episode this week, and then the next episode will release at the beginning of next week.
Yeah.
So
any 7-day period, you're going to have two episodes.
Yes. Over the next 7 days, you'll have two episodes.
Yes.
So
download this one, which you already have because you're listening to it.
So
and look for the next one in just a couple days.
So that being said, so we'll close on the really quick reaction. If Aaron Rodgers isn't the greatest quarterback of all time, really quickly, without too much thought, what's your top five quarterbacks all time?
Tom Brady.
Number one?
Just in general.
Okay.
Joe Montana.
Top five, no particular order. Tom Brady.
No particular order.
Joe Montana.
Yeah. John Elway.
Joe, boy.
Dan Marino. And Drew Brees.
So, no Peyton Manning, no Johnny Unitas, no Aaron Rodgers, no...
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, no...
Yeah, I'm not so sure that Aaron Rodgers isn't the third best quarterback in Green Bay history, behind Bart Starr and Brett Favre.
He's better than Brett Favre.
Who has more Super Bowls? Brett Favre.
How many? Brett Favre's got two?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Aaron Rodgers will have two.
Do we know that? No.
You predicted it.
Well, I did, but let's just wait and see.
All right. There you go.
Everything that happened just right now. Oh, my gosh. Draymond Green just hit a three-pointer. He's the best ever.
I never said that.
I know. It happens all the time.
My top five.
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Boomer Esiason. All right, there you go. That's it.
Got some Michael Jackson in there?
Yeah, I think we'll do some Just Beat It on our way out. Does that sound good?
Just Beat It.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
Oh!
All right, there it is. So this is the first of the next
year two,
the first of year two, and we'll have another within the next 7 days. Another podcast coming at you. It's going to be a draft. The Great Britain Draft is coming up.
Great Great Britain.
The Great Great Britain Draft. We're going to draft our favorite British things. Hello, Gubna. Put another shrimp on the bobby. G'day, mate. I'm Australian. All right, there it is. Now is when I say, at the end of every show, keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue.